Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Pagans Tonight, with your hosts, Ed Hubbard and Tracy Logan Wood, along with Don Lewis and Hare Wolf. Come explore news, information, entertainment, and ideas from a pagan point of view across the globe. Join us every night for interviews and lively discussions right here on Blog Talk Radio.
And lively discussions you will get. Hi, this is Eddie Hubbard coming to you live. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, no matter where you're at in the world. And I want to thank the 156 countries which have visited our site, including Reunion as our latest member. I've never heard of it before, but it's a country in Africa. And my name is Eddie Hubbard. I'm along with you, along with...
Tracy Logan Wood.
Oh, good. You there. And
I'm having problems with my switchboard.
Are you?
Yeah, because I couldn't see you in the host chat, so I tried to call in.
Oh, okay.
And then it said you were already in, so then I just called the regular number.
Maybe because today I was the one who cut it really close?
Could be.
So it'll be interesting. Today we're going to be talking about pagan prosperity. And I hope that we, dealing with that. And, wow, where did that story go? It was kind of announced today, something about Diana's Grove. I don't know if you've heard about this, Diana's Grove. It disappeared. Announced today that they're closing. Diana's Grove is out in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And it was announced on Wild Hunt Blog. It seems to have disappeared now. But Diana's Grove was basically, Thorn Coil announced it, that basically they're going to be closing down Diana's Grove, which is a 102-acre farm, because they cannot maintain the program. It's just becoming too difficult and too expensive. So,
wow.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I wanted to mention that. Also found out today, Margot Adler is not going to the Parliament of World Religions due to, her husband's illness. She can't be away from him that long. So, wow, those two things kind of blew me away today.
Yeah, that's interesting news. It will be sad to lose Diana's Grove, though.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to try and sell it to somebody who can utilize it in a better way. But we'll see what happens. Have you...
Well, I know Shauna is out of Diana's Grove.
Mm-hmm.
That some of the teachings that she does in the community come out of Diana's Grove. So
they're planning to keep their mystery school going. They're still planning to keep a lot of it going.
Oh, that's good. They're just closing the actual site.
The actual campground, the 102-acre campground.
Okay.
And the question is, how bad is this? Is this going to still start spread? And I thought it was kind of relevant to our later conversation today, which is going to be on pagan prosperity versus poverty. Is it, can we have pagan prosperity?
Well, Ray is already in the queue.
Okay.
I had Bridget, sorry. Whoops.
Okie dokie.
That's what I call her.
Yes, I gotcha.
So.
Okay.
You're going to have to turn her microphone on. I'm still having a lot of problems with my switchboard.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No, not a problem. I'm more than happy to do that. And I will bring her on. She should be on now.
Hello.
Yay.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Yes, we can.
Great. Super.
And so, I don't know if you heard us a few minutes ago, but it was announced earlier today that Diana's Grove is in Missouri is actually going to close. So I thought that was kind of interesting that was happening out there. And it gets into the idea that it just got too expensive. It just got too expensive to operate. I guess that can happen. I mean, big properties like that can be there, but we're hoping that other property owners, because pagans are becoming property owners and things of that nature.
Many pagans, yes. There are many pagans that are property owners.
And more of them are becoming, you know, campgrounds and everything else.
Yes.
So, okay, but they, you know, that's going to happen. I don't think, okay, I'm a big believer in capitalism. I know it's not always popular with our community to be a capitalist, but I am. And I do think that to a certain degree, I like the freedom that that brings. But not every project is going to always work. I recognize that. And not everything is going to work. So it isn't, you know, we should expect a certain amount of attrition in the system. But it does happen. Okay, but...
Let us properly introduce our...
Yes.
Our guest. So, again, we have with us Lady Bridget from the Coven of Eldar from
mm-hmm.
Columbus, Ohio. And we'll see who else decides to call in and join us because AC and Mark are supposed to be calling back in. But AC seems to have time issues. And I will just leave it at that.
Well, she is a busy person.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
We're glad that you decided to come back and chat with us. So I do have exciting news, though, or sort
Good.
Of exciting news. Pagans Tonight now has a Facebook page.
Great.
Awesome.
And is it facebook.com/PagansTonight?
Well, the title of the page is our website address, so it's www.paganstonight.com. So if you were on Facebook and you want to give that a search and become a fan, we already had 9 fans as of last night when I was still doing the page. And I have this horrible picture of Ed and I up.
Well, we're going to take pictures this weekend, so.
Figured I would put something up.
Alrighty, so we're on Facebook now as Pagans Tonight. So good. That's very exciting. Now, for those people... some people are having difficulty. I think Blog Talk Radio is starting to suffer a little bit of growing pains. I hope to get them solved. I know there are people who cannot get into the website.
Yeah, it's actually usually Brendan that has the hardest time getting in, but I had a hard time with stuff loading up today. So.
And so did Marianne, and so did some other people. We're asking about the questions. They're hoping to get past it as quickly as possible. It shows their success as well as our success and everybody's success, you know, because after all, this is a growing, cool kind of thing that's happening. So I'm really kind of glad for that. And the truth is that I do know that I've gone through this with every website I've gone to. You know, at one time Yahoo did this, one time Google did this, one time eBay did, you know, earlier days eBay had done it. So, you know, be patient with them. Yay! And they'll get this solved because I really have a lot of confidence in this company. If not, then we'll find another service, but I like this service. I like the ability to have a call-in show.
I was impressed with this. I got on earlier today. I only mm-hmm. had to bug Tracy once, and
mm-hmm.
it was...
And I see that you even have an ID now.
I do. I even registered. I have the ID, and
mm-hmm.
I think I'm in the chat room. I think
yes, I can see you in there.
Okay, I got
mm-hmm.
to that part, so far, so good. I'm not that computer literate. So for me to be able to do this, it's like, wow, a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it through. This is awesome. I'm really impressed with this blog, you know, chat, radio.
Mm-hmm.
Really impressed with it.
And, you know, I am too. And, you know, and for all it's worth, you know, as an example of our personal prosperity is that, you know, me and Tracy are going on every night. A lot of people don't do that. And we,
mm-hmm.
you know, we do it because we're insane. No, because we love doing this.
Yeah, we're just retarded like that.
Yeah, well, we do. But a lot of people does. The fact that there's a lot of pagan shows on, there's a lot of people getting out there and talking.
I would say that's more dedicated, Tracy. That you're dedicated in that way, and that's a good thing. We need more people who are dedicated
mm-hmm.
and willing to do this kind of extra work, and there is a little bit of work involved. You had to make phone calls. You have to make connections. So there's work.
Mm-hmm.
There's energy going through, excuse me, because as you're doing the dialing, you're seeing that you're connecting and waiting for the other person. You know you believe, and you know that they're going to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have that same kind of belief and knowing when it comes to working prosperity spells for yourself.
And, you know, and to catch people up, we started this conversation on Monday, and we started setting out the question before us is you know, is pagan prosperity possible, fact or fiction? Is it possible? And that's a real question for people, because there's a lot of people who go, oh, you know, they find excuses not to be prosperous. And one of the things we just said, one of the first things you have to do is, of course, gratitude. And one of our first rules is that if you're not grateful, you don't really have it's a difficult time to deal with it. And then after that, we said you have to have a belief and you have to put effort into it. And if you can do those things, you can get a lot more. And then there's a lot of other things we covered up. But one of the things we ran out of time for, and the question was, and people wanted to know a little bit about prosperity spells, and I guess we do want to talk about them. But I think one of the things that we were leaving that we got, the reason why I wanted to continue it is, and I've gotten at least one email, I've got more than that, about what do we mean when we're saying that not all prosperity is cash. It's not all about money.
No, it's not about money at all.
People are asking, what do we mean by that?
There are so many, many ways of being prosperous, and I think we had discussed that on the other show as well. You can be prosperous in family, friends, music, items you collect. I have a friend who's very prosperous in dragons. She has them hanging all through her house and ceiling and whatnot. There's many ways of prosperity, but we generally think when you say prosperity, most people generally think, money, prosperous in money. Everybody wants money, except for those who have enough to keep themselves happy.
Mm-hmm. And I do say that income, a good cash flow, is a great way to begin building towards independence. Obviously, in our society, wealth does equal a certain amount of independence. There's no way around it. And if you have enough of it to be independent, that you've got it. And that's one of the things that we're working towards. Because today I've been dealing a lot with prosperity issues. All day is my issues. Today, a friend of mine from Salem by the name of Bill, who runs Bewitched in Salem, has came out and visited us, and we've been discussing why we have decided that, you know, Central Illinois isn't exactly the best place for us, and why we may are looking at Salem as a more prosperous ground. And lots of reasons, and I won't go over those again, but it is interesting that one of those statements that came in is that, well, it's cheap to live here. Really, really cheap to live here. You know, our mortgage is very small. The utilities are a little less than normal. Internet is outrageous for bad service. But what we lack here is human resources. What we lack here was the ability to grow, because we lacked human resources. And so we could have had, and if we really wanted to, we would have, there's no amount of money that could overcome that if you don't have something that doesn't exist. And I think that's what people don't understand. I think a lot of people go chasing after things that don't easily exist. And I'm just curious that, I'm very curious on that. Because I've seen that happen over and over again. They don't want peace. They want peace, but then they go out and start fights. Or they say, I want to make money, but I won't make money only in certain ways. And I think that's a big issue.
Mm-hmm. It is a big issue. People want to place too many restrictions because they don't want to do the work. And it comes down again, I think AC mentioned this the last time, it comes down to work ethic. Yeah, work ethic. It really does. There's so many people who, as we discussed earlier, come from depression-era parents, and you have a somewhat stronger work ethic, than people who come from parents who have been on welfare forever and ever and ever. And you're talking third and fourth generation welfare, and it's easier sometimes to say that I can't, because it's easier not to do the work that you need to do to make the changes.
Okay.
People don't like changing. Change isn't always a fun thing, but change is good. It's, if you look at it in a positive manner, change can be a very good thing.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. I think we got another caller to join us.
It's Mark. He's been texting me.
Okay, I thought it was, but I'm going to bring him on now.
Okay.
I'm
still having
trouble. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Support.
Good.
Hi.
Good.
You have to promise not to shout today.
Okay.
That's good.
Right, I'll restrain my... What's that?
That's good volume. Right there is great volume.
Okay, I'll go for this volume.
We love you, but you're so loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's all the public ritual, you know. I have public ritual lungs at this point.
For all of us hard of hearing people. So I finally got the Facebook page to open for Pagans Tonight, and so far we have 16 fans.
Wow.
They were looking. People were asking in the chat room what it is. Okay.
Well, if I can figure out how to do some stuff with it, there'll be updates and guests and pictures of guests and all kinds of things
mm-hmm.
on there as soon as I can figure stuff out.
What I meant was the number, so.
Oh, for Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, you just search the website page. If you go to Facebook and then type in Pagans Tonight or www.pagantonight.com,
okay.
That's the name of the webpage.
It should
yep.
put up the webpage and you can join it as a friend.
Yes.
Now you did it as a friend? Okay, that's terrific.
Sorry, so Mark just popped in and we're kind of still approaching the issue of pagan prosperity.
Okay, and let's go ahead to the next level. We've talked about different people who doesn't in it. One of the questions that was, what do we need to do to reach it? And what do we mean by it when we talk about reaching it? As I talked earlier, as we mentioned, it's been announced that Diana's Grove is closing down their 102-acre park. And the question is, why is it closing? Why couldn't they get enough support? What is it that made it close? And the question is will be probably answered for us, but at the end of the day, it was just too much work and too much money to maintain, and at least that's the answer to it. And then and my problem with this is that I see too many pagan projects go this way. And you know how much money was invested in it? Do you know? And they're talking about the investors might get a refund of their money and things like that. But I don't care about that so much as I've seen and as a person that people have invested in, I mean, Witch School Witch School International is an actually investable company, is that too many times pagans are abusive with not only their own money but other people's money. Go like, well, if it didn't work, so I don't have to worry about it. Or there's not that level of responsibility to once a project goes, and so many people close down projects before they get their completion. And there's a big rule out there. Everything in the middle, whenever you're in the middle of something, it always looks like a failure. When you start something, it looks like it's going to be a success. You get into the middle of it, and there's like, oh, we're not going to succeed. And then something finally clicks, and it succeeds. And so many people get caught in that middle of a middle line of failure. And one of the things I don't like about it is that a lot of projects get closed down before they ever get a chance to finish.
You know, actually, Ed, Sean and I were talking about a similar question a couple days ago. And I think one of the things we came up with was sustainability isn't really built into a lot of projects.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of us, and I think you can emphasize with this, is there's a lot of pagan entrepreneurs out there. There's this spirit of, I see something that needs to get done. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get some people involved. Rah, 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 let's go do it. However, how do you catch that initial inspiration? Let's say any of us, you know, I can argue, can get people inspired, get people involved in a project, get people ready, and get people to do an initial action. But that's great. You've got a whole bunch of people there. What do you do with those resources? How do you make a structure that keeps the inspiration going, that keeps the commitment and keeps the investment going, so it becomes a dynamic and full creature? I mean, there's a reason that a corporation comes from the Latin word corpus, body. You know, it's a living, anything that a group of people come together with is a living, breathing organism. So if the organism doesn't have a way to feed itself, I mean, the organism is going to die. And the organism has to find ways to able to get food for itself and to maintain itself. And it's like if we were making a golem, and we have to say, okay, we've got to make a golem that can eat, but you know, the golem's not going to have a mouth or an anus, so it can't eat and poop, and so we're going to have this big, angry golem that's going to collapse on itself and kill the village. And I don't want a golem.
That's
angry golem.
Such a bad example, but it was funny.
Exactly. I don't want an angry golem that's going to consume the village, you know, with no mouth and no anus, so.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. And so why is it that we're not building sustainability? And I'm going to accept is 269 is our other area code.
I don't know. Maybe there's not enough pagans with MBAs. I'd probably argue that.
Oh, actually, I would hire, if I had a pagan right now out there in the world, and listen to me right now, anyone out there, if there was a pagan in the world who was interested in MBA, who had an MBA, who was interested in becoming president of a company, that's actually doing pretty well, give me a call. I absolutely would be willing to talk to them about helping me out with what I've got. Fast track to a major global business. I do find that one of the signs I do find is that one of the things is there's not enough pagans who understand business. There's enough pagans who understand charity. There's enough pagans who understand giving of themselves and donating of themselves, plenty of those. But there's very few of them that are good managers. And I think that is one of the things that we need to find in our community.
I completely agree with you, Ed, on that. I know I was helping a friend with a pagan business, and their store closed. And I can't tell you how many pagan stores I've either known the owners directly or they've been in my community, and I've seen them close. And a part of it is they just don't have some essential business skills. And that's no slight on them. They were inspired or felt called by the gods to do a project or to do a thing, but they just didn't have the background to keep it going.
I agree. We got another caller in, and let me bring them on. Area code 269, you're on with Pagans Tonight.
Hi, this is AC Aldig. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
Decided to show up for longer than 5 minutes tonight, huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, so let me introduce, this is AC Aldag from Michigan, and she is both an author and a priestess, however, not a Wiccan.
I'm a Cymraeg pagan, which is the original people of Wales.
Okay.
But I'm like third generation of America, so it's kind of been diluted a little bit by just associating with everybody else. So not necessarily diluted, but convoluted.
Well, that's one of the things I like about you, that you're pretty, you have a lot of interesting ideas and a lot of good information, and you like to say everybody's not Wiccan, suck it up. So that's a good
here?
Thing.
Who all's here?
Well, it's me and Ed, Lady Bridget again, and Mark Mandrake.
Hi, Lady Bridget. Hi, Mark.
Hi, AC.
Hi, Lady Bridget.
And, of course, everybody in our audience, which we always appreciate having.
Hi, audience.
Hello, beautiful people.
Yes. And our people are, yes, truly beautiful. As we're talking about pagan prosperity, one of the things we've been talking about, let's set out our rules again. We feel that our rules are as gratitude. Our first rule is gratitude. If you face things with gratitude, you have a better chance of success. If you have a belief in your success, you're going to have a better chance of being successful. And if you put effort towards your success, that's the only way that you're going to assure that you have at least some success, if not all success. And we started from that. And one of the things we have faced is, one of the things, I don't know if you heard earlier, is that we're talking about, like, Diana's Grove is talking about how the owners and the founders are all burned out, and basically the economy is not cooperating with them, and they're going to close down something people have hugely invested in. It's a 102-acre park that's in Missouri that's going to close down. They announced it today. And we're talking about why is it that, you know, and one of the questions that I brought up in this, and I think it is it before, you know, and let me change the question a little bit too now, is that what is it going to take to have more sustainable projects? As Mark was laying out, is that maybe a lot of these projects aren't built in with sustainability, that people who are getting into them just don't know what they're getting involved with, and they can't complete their tasks. Because I do know that there are a lot of pagans out there who say, oh, I would give them money, but what's going to make, you know, but the last time I gave a group money, they just kind of just went out of business after a year. And people don't seem to be good stewards of each other's money in the pagan community. And I guess that's one of my questions, is how do we get more sustainable projects? How do we get things that are long-term and investable?
Well, I think...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I think some of that goes with the change of our attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this whole poverty thing is for the birds. This, you know, the whole idea of the poverty state of mind, and that, you know, we can't collect dues in our temples to ever, you know, do bigger projects.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not winning anything this way.
We have to change our mind. We have to change our attitudes, and we have to lift our self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And work on our self-esteem, our self-worth, and realize we are worth having what we want to have. And working for it, though, that's tough, getting pagans together to work for a central idea.
Absolutely.
What says UAC since I cut you off?
that's fine. I think that not only what you guys have said, because I agree with you completely, but also that we sometimes don't know what we're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little bit more research and divination would be very helpful. I had a business, a bricks and mortar business that closed. I don't necessarily consider that a failure, because I learned a lot from it to know when I opened something else, a new venture, what to expect and what to, you know, plan for next time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's one thing that people don't understand, that if you're not failing sometimes, you're not doing your very best, that you're not learning as much as you can. I mean, I do understand that. I respect that. People always laugh at me when I say, you know, I've tried a half a dozen, you know, I failed a dozen times before I got a success. But every one of those was a step in the right direction.
You and Thomas Edison, how many times did he try and invent a light bulb before he succeeded?
Over 9,000 times.
Wow.
You know, if you look at the story of Colonel Sanders, how many places did he go with that chicken recipe before he finally got someone to say yes?
We won't go. Yeah, I've studied a lot of these guys too. And until recently, who was the great strikeout king? And one of the great strikeout kings in history of baseball. He's also home run king,
mm-hmm.
Babe Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
He struck out more often than he hit, but when he hit, he made, you know, he got his hits.
Mm-hmm.
You do have that, and I think one of the things that happens is that people are afraid of failing, and at the same time, they don't think enough of how to avoid. They think about, oh, if I don't try, I won't fail. I got that, and therefore nobody does anything. But at the same time, I think that too many people are willing to accept failure as failure for its own self.
See, I think we need to change the concept of failure. We need to change people's idea, their concept of failure. Failure was always viewed as something to be ashamed of. And it's not that you failed. If you have learned something, if you have progressed, if you've been able to make changes, you haven't failed.
I'll grant you that. Now, what's very interesting, that that's a very American concept. In Europe, you cannot start a business unless you're pretty sure you're going to succeed, because you're not going to get a second chance easy. They have a much more, much less forgiving system. They see you making a mistake, a business failure, as not being investable. You just don't do that with them. And I've talked to people over there. I said, but Americans, you guys fail all the time, and you guys just pick yourselves back up, and you just do it again. And so it is. And I hate to say it, as Americans, the other things I get from overseas is they don't want to know about, you know, our politics. They don't want to know anything. You know what the number one question I get when we go overseas is? How do you make money?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty American thing. And I know other people in other parts of the world do make money, but it's part of our DNA. And I think that's one of the reasons why failure is so difficult for us. It's just like everybody should succeed at all times.
Perhaps we also, besides having to redefine failure, you know, was this a learning step? Was this something I never want to do again, you know, and that points me in the right direction of something I do want to do again. We also might want to redefine how we think of success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of the time we think in terms of money.
Yeah, we were talking about that a lot of people believe prosperity is about money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tracy brought up a thing, AC.
Yeah.
Tracy brought up something that you've gotten, you do. Here, let me get Tracy to re-explain it to us about the stew.
Oh, yeah.
This is because I think this is
the poor man's stew. That's where Ed's going.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole lecture about this. I warn you, okay?
Well, we don't have time for a long lecture, but give us a little bit of what you think.
Well, it's kind of about how we sabotage ourselves and set ourselves up for failure by defining a situation, and we don't even necessarily do it consciously. Like the poor man's stew was a name for a community dinner, and it was for people at a festival that weren't able to create their own food, whether it's because they were too poor or they were elderly, or, you know, there was one gentleman had a stroke and he couldn't really cook by himself. You know, people that were caregivers or kids, people that were presenting all the rituals and workshops, for whatever reason they couldn't cook for themselves. They called it poor man's stew. Well, that kind of created a mindset of we're broke.
Right, and we had this whole conversation about it, and what I never thought about it ever. And until AC brought it up, and, you know, as a frame of mind, why do we need to call it this?
So, we're kind of setting ourselves up for failure by putting that magically into the law. And then as you're eating that, you're taking it into yourself. And we just thought that wasn't really a good idea. So we wanted to recall it, you know, something else like community dinner, or I'm not sure what it ended up being, you know, pagans eating food, something that was much more positive. And, you know, it's like, who is the pagan author that came up with the concept of taking it out of the law? Like, if you have to say something negative in a stage play, or if you just, you know, make a comment like a joke, I'm so broke I can't pay attention, or whatever, and then you'll say, I take that out of the law so that it doesn't affect you magically.
That's a good question. If you know the answer out there, you can email us at pagansonight@gmail.com, and we'll talk
about it. For God's sake, type it into the chat room.
Oh, for the chat room, too. Yeah, absolutely. And if you're having difficulty getting in the chat room, we do apologize. Blog Talk Radio is straining out there, and we're hoping that they continue their prosperity, which gives us these opportunities. Okay, and so people got
that. Oh, Pem Girl says it's Marion Weinstein.
Marion Weinstein? Yeah.
Weinstein.
She just passed away this year.
Yes, she did.
One of the beloved dead.
Woohoo, Hem Girl. Or Herm Girl. I can't even read tonight. If we had prizes to give out, you would get something.
You get a round of applause.
Oh, wait. I have something for that. She gets cheers. If
about
it works.
And
I don't know.
Left dead silence there for a moment.
I was waiting for Tracy to cheer.
So was I.
Well, no, I have a sound effect for that, but nothing's playing.
Oh, darn.
Your board's not working.
Oh, wait, here it comes.
Yay!
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she gets.
You rounded up the kids under penalty of cutting off the
Yeah, actually, that was just me and Allison.
you know, something that AC said, you know, you don't want to consume the negative idea, the negative energies. And this is the same. You don't want to consume the negative feelings you have about items in the house, getting rid of the clutter, getting rid of whatever clutter is within you personally. Getting rid of the negative and replacing it with positive.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of clears the way for prosperity, you know, doing a good old banishing spell and acting accord by pitching some stuff out or recycling.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's interesting because as pagans, we have all these awesome philosophies and all these great ideas about, you know, and we're great at giving advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody comes to us and says, you know, oh my gosh, I might lose my job, you know, I might lose my apartment, you know, something. And we're quick to go, hey, you want to do some magic? I'll do some stuff with you. So you'll go that extra mile sometimes to help somebody else. However, we don't often apply it to ourselves.
It's like Alice's favorite statement.
Mm-hmm.
I often give very good advice, but I so very rarely listen.
Mm-hmm. And that's true.
And, you know, one of the other things, and we do that, but one of the other things I think what we do as a community and is that we get into these big projects. We invite everybody to try to. I know years ago I had this problem with the Pagan Leadership Conferences in Chicago. You know, we tried to create this big, big tent. And at the end of the day, I watched as it collapsed on people.
Uh-oh.
And one of the things I made a mistake was I wasn't looking who was being involved. And sometimes there are people out there who are just toxic, and yet we feel like we have to give them the benefit of the doubt. We have to give them energy. We have to give them the ability to be a part of our project, even though, you know, we can see that those individuals, and there's a ton of them in our community, have not had success in their own community, or they've sabotaged other people's projects, or they've been a part of projects that didn't succeed. And do we have a right? And then I get yelled at for this, saying I don't want to work with these people because I've seen that they don't believe in the same things I do. Do we have a requirement when we do these projects that other people have to be a part of it?
I think if you have a problem working with the people, why put that negative energy into it? Why work with it? Find something else to do.
Because if people think, oh, because they're elders in the community, we have to respect them, or we have to do this.
You do show your respect, and you can respectfully decline.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you can't work together. We have different viewpoints,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not able to get past the different viewpoints to work. It's something you know you're working on for yourself, or whatever the reason is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not able to get past the viewpoints. Maybe by working together you can. Sometimes that helps. But, you know, if you've made the attempts and you know personally firsthand that you can't do it, then by all means, seek out other things.
I think on that level that's kind of where the read comes in and some other things and just, you know, believing in the greater good of people.
Right.
And sometimes that's harder to do than other days. So
I was going to say, well,
on that note, I want to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this.
Okay.
If I can get it to play. And maybe I can, maybe I can't.
We think you can,
I'm still clicking on the button. Maybe you need to click on the button, Ed.
Which button do you want me to click?
The divine in every person.
All righty, we're going to do that sort of thing. There we go, divine in every person, now.
Uh-huh.
Manifest the divine in every person. On this day I ask that it may be that the divine that is in you and the divine that is in me come shining forth and dance within the world. May the source of all that is be manifest today on earth. May the heart of love from whom we all have come, come shining forth on every face, from every eye, from every person passing by, from every shrub and leaf and tree, from all that is, please let there be the source of all, the heart of love, shining forth.
Okay. We're back.
Very simple little piece.
The Herm girl has it right there. We need to banish laziness and work on organization, invoke organization and productivity, and start decluttering yourself, your home, your car, your space.
So we're kind of halfway through the show, and everybody's had some really good things to contribute. And AC, did you bring your stuff?
Well, I brought some ceremonies and things that I have suggested for prosperity-related things, but we all have to remember to act in accord as well. Is that what you were talking about, I hope?
Yes, so if you want to throw a couple of things out there.
Okay. Well, first of all, before you do any spell, you need to kind of think about why you're doing it and what you really want to accomplish. Because, for instance, if you just say, I want abundance, well, that might be an abundance of kittens, and that necessarily might not be a good thing in your space. So you need to clearly identify what you want to have prosper for you. And, you know, it might be to get enough fuel to last through the winter. And, you know, around here in Chicago, Michigan, Ohio, it gets cold. So we might want to say, you know, we want enough fuel. Make sure that it's with the intent to not harm anyone. And, you know, identify how you want your needs and wants met. So that's the very first thing to do. First of all, clear the way for prosperity. Banish some other stuff. Like Herm Girl was saying, get rid of clutter and other things. You know, if you want to have enough fuel for winter, maybe you need to make sure that your furnace is cleaned out and ready to go. So that's all the acting in accord stuff. And then when you do a ceremony, some runes for it. Now, I'm just learning the runes, so somebody out there that's a rune master, please correct me if I'm really wrong on this. Laguz, Fehu, Sowelo, Raetho, and Othala are some really good runes that have to do with prosperity. Thank you, Eric, for giving me those. Carve those onto a candle, a bayberry candle. I kind of borrowed this ceremony somewhat from the Witch's Almanac. And this is something to do for your Yule altar or for the new moon right prior to Yule. If anybody knows what time that is, that'd be a good thing to type in, too. Take some coins, money, and just, you know, you might want to do kind of a cleansing on that because you know what they say about putting coins and money on your altar and just the kind of disruptive energy that has. Or also some gold or other jewelry that has significance to you, you know, maybe something that's been in your family a long time or somebody that's a loved one bought for you. And you put it around this candle with the runes on it. And at the new moon closest to Yule, light it and focus on what you want to gain, increase, and use. Ed would be a good person to write a poem for this because I can never do poems. My poems always come out sounding a little bit silly. I just like to focus on what I want to gain and just say it aloud. But if you know, somebody that's a real poem master might want to come up with a poem for us. And then afterwards, extinguish the candle and just focus on gratitude, thanking the gods for all the abundance and gifts and good things that you have. A couple of deities that might be good for this in the Celtic pantheon would be Aran. Now, you'd think of him as the underworld guy, but where's all the metal and all the money? It's underground, right? Briid and other mother goddesses are Brigid. Mother aspects, those who are nurturing and working type gods, such as Govan and the smith, or Hearn is, in his aspect is huntsman. And in the North Germanic pantheon, I thought of Freya. So that's kind of a little prosperity things worked for me before. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell folks about it.
Well, no problem. And where can people read stuff that you've written? Because I know some of it is in the Magical Almanacs.
Yeah, I have some stuff out in the Llewellyn Magical Almanacs for 2008, 2009. I don't have anything coming out in 2010, but buy it anyway because it's great. And I have quite a few things for free through the Llewellyn Journal, if you want to look up stuff online in the Llewellyn Journal. And you can write to me on Facebook. Just type in AC. There aren't very many other ACs. Mine's Fisher Aldag, and my picture looks like a little Red Riding Hood, which is a long and very embarrassing story.
Okay, who else wants to chime in? Mark, you're awfully quiet. Are you asleep?
Mark, is he asleep?
I don't know. I don't hear any snoring, so. Mark!
Right here.
Okay.
Right here!
Do you have anything you'd like to share?
Issue, so what's that?
I said, do you have anything to share?
Yeah, I do. I do, actually. I was thinking about some.
Oh, your phone's breaking up really bad. Put your tinfoil hat on, dude.
Hold on. Let me get back outside again. Hold on 1 second, guys.
I hate that when that happens, and we get that a lot down here in central Illinois.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
I'm wearing a hat with a huge antenna.
Oh.
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm in a tinfoil helmet. Let me see if that works, okay? I'm kidding. Can you guys hear me now?
It's getting better, but you're still breaking up.
Am I? I'm outside. That's the best I can do.
Why don't you just...
Can you stand on a chair?
All right. Well, we're trying to solve that. Why don't you try...
I'm sorry, Witch Dr. Joe. I was just messing with you in the chat room. He lost his sound, and I'm like, oh, you're missing something really good.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Ish.
A little better.
Ish. Okay. So what I was going to say is my old Reiki master, he had a concept which I think really should be promoted more. It had to do with energy for energy.
Okay, Mark.
I see a lot.
Too garbly, dude. You're too garbly. You're too garbly.
All right. Sorry, guys.
Why don't you just try giving us a call right back? Sometimes that helps.
Yeah, hang up and call back in.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
That happens sometimes. The world of the internet is a very strange and bizarre place that it was still creating. Well, really quick, this is Tracy's. Should I even say it? This is her 19th anniversary of her taking her vows as a pagan priestess tonight.
Oh, congratulations!
That's wonderful.
November 11th.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's been a long time.
Are you going to celebrate in a special way?
I had chicken salad with cranberries.
Doing the radio show.
Ooh.
Can you guys hear me now?
No.
Yeah, you're so garbly.
All right. I'm just going to hang up, guys, okay?
Okay, good night, Mark. Thanks.
Oh, good night.
Well, let's see if we can get Mark back on here soon. And, well, that's an example, you know, because how does Tracy celebrate the same way Tracy's always celebrated, by working?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
of course.
Also, 11 years ago tonight, we started the Daily Spell with no idea of what we were doing other than that we're doing it. So there is success in the community, and Lady Bridget, her group's over 30 years old. So there are successful projects in there. Out in the community.
Makes me feel so old. Oh, my God.
I don't mean to make everybody feel so old.
I know. I feel ancient. It's all right. No, my Hive Off Coven's managed to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Talk to your kids a little bit, and they can make you feel really old. But my point is that there are successful projects out in the community. Pagan Spirit Gathering goes on every year, and it's had to move around. Lots of the festivals seem to have more success than a lot of other projects. And what is it that I basically think that – what is it that we see in common of the projects that do succeed? Is it the people who are in charge of them? Or is it that they're good ideas or –
I think there are some of the like the festivals like PSG and Starwood. I think that they're not afraid to tell people no and put people in line.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Because there, you know, there are a lot of you know, festivals that they let people get away with some stuff that they shouldn't sometimes, or they just go, oh, well, you know, so and so's having a bad day and you know, let's just overlook this. Some of those festivals just, you know, they, Starwood, which I have not been to yet, so I don't know this from experience, but they have a lot of rules. I mean,
they do have a lot of rules.
They do not let people pull crap.
No, they do have a lot of rules, and that is true.
I like the ones that have, where you have a couple hours that you're supposed to work. It not only creates
and it's
a work
mandatory.
Thing. Yes, and it's mandatory. And, you know, there everybody can work. It doesn't matter if you're in a wheelchair. It doesn't matter if you're hearing impaired. You can find something that people can do, just finding their little niche.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also an excellent way to meet people that you might not normally talk to.
And
you know, somebody from another tradition, another age group. And, you know, I like that a lot. The festivals that don't have that don't seem to be very successful.
I've been to both, and I agree with AC. You know, I think we both, you and I have both been to a lot of the same festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You don't have the same atmosphere. I think when it's mandatory that you have to work 2 or 3 hours, you get a better sense of community, and you come away with a better feeling from that event.
Mm-hmm, for sure. It makes you feel, whether you want to feel that way or not, you're part of that community, that you have to contribute. And that, in my opinion, is never a bad thing. So let me get off topic for just a quick second, Ed.
Okay.
Are there deaf people at Starwood?
Yes, there are.
Okay, that'd be cool.
That
ranks it up higher on my list to go.
they have.
I just might have to sell one of my kids to go.
We'll see if we get you there. I love Starwood. I've been there a number of times. I haven't been the last 2 years. I love festivals as a whole. And one of the things that Starwood does, and they have this big central community, and one of the things they do, they have two types of merchants. They have the regular sorts of merchants. But they also have free trade merchants who set these, picnic tables. And I've done this, we've done this ourselves, and where people exchange things. They're not, you know, sometimes we talk about the giveaways we talked before, but sometimes they have one that says you must leave something to take something from a table. And I always think that's a very kind of cool thing. It says that exchange of energy while recycling.
Ooh, good idea.
Yeah, because
well, I think it's a good idea because you have to leave something.
Right.
And that's what truly makes it an exchange rather than a charity.
Mm-hmm.
And the values don't have to match. It's not a question of it. It's something freely given, freely taken.
That kind of brings back to the concept of the pagan stew, the communal feast, is, you know, we always have an abundance of garden produce. And, you know, people are actually sometimes doing me a favor to take the zucchini off my hands. And somebody always brought something to the feast, like a song or a poem or, you know, somebody watching your kids so you can cook without the rugrats being underfoot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has something to contribute.
Well, I wonder, you know, I've been really thinking about this because for me, this has been so many years of doing this stuff. That I'm looking at my next set of projects. And I'm wondering if there isn't some way to get an exchange system inside our community that is recognized that we can trade some of these things without having to necessarily put a monetary value on it. I know it's kind of crazy. There used to be an old system called HORI, which was the idea of a volunteer bank. Everybody agreed to do volunteer work, and for every hour they did volunteer work, they got a HORI or a volunteer hour, and then other people, they could exchange it with other people who volunteered their time.
Well, Joan does that at the Life Force Art Center.
Mm-hmm.
She lets people come in and volunteer at the store in exchange for, you know, classes or whatever, which I think is awesome. But perhaps now, as big as the internet is, maybe it's a good time to bring back the Box Project.
What's that?
The Box Project was an idea that I had several years ago about, you know, doing that type of an exchange and some of it was taking too, just for, you know, people who really did need. Having people put a box aside in their temple, like the basket that you said you had.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great idea, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It just came over the wires. Weirdest thing. Lou Dobbs has just quit CNN. Total non sequitur. I'm sorry. Just,
Ed, you're such a news geek.
I am such a news geek. I love news. But I'll talk. Let me talk about another project. The Pagan Newswire Collective by Jason Piltzwater, who does Wild Hunt blogs. If you want to look it up, PaganNewsWireCollective.com. And basically, he's having a hard time now because he's trying to build a collective newswire, journalism. And now he's run into his first real problem of people basically, everybody says, yes, we want to help you with this. Yes, we should do collaborative news stories. And now he's having a problem getting people to do the next set of steps. He just put out a notice on the board that says, if you're going to be involved with this project, I need to renew this. I have to restructure this yet again. And he's worried about the fact, is this, and his question now becomes, is the community old enough to have a newswire? Is it, are we mature enough? Do we need it? And he's starting to ask that question. And it's like, do we want these things? Do we, people always, out there, do we want to have people out there doing these sort of projects? And we hear about it. Why don't we have a better Witches Anti-Defamation League? Why don't we have a better thing? We do get these people with great ideas, and this is a group of table there. Your box project. Why does it seem that we can get people to volunteer up front, but then we can't get them to complete their tasks?
Well, with Mark not on the show now,
yeah,
Shauna has theories about that.
Okay.
That a lot of people do volunteer initially because they want to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
Which again goes back to people in our community not being able to say no.
Right.
But I think, we should, Mark is working on a new leadership group here in the city. And I'm hoping that Sean is compiling a list, and they started a Google group about what people need, people need and what people are willing to do.
Okay.
So I will certainly keep everybody updated on how that progresses.
Mm-hmm.
But we have 2 minutes left.
So
AC, is there a way for people to contact you?
Facebook, just type in AC and you'll probably find me. It's AC Fisher Aldag.
Okay. And Lady Bridget?
It's dragonpaw@AOL.com. Type in Pagans Tonight in your subject line.
Okay.
And if none of you can remember that, you can put the subject for either one of these ladies in the subject and email it to Pagans Tonight, and we will forward it on to them.
I really...
So, again, I'd like to thank you ladies for being with us, and I would like to have you guys both on again, because I think kind of like this, if we can get some more people in different spots in the United States calling in for a little bit more of these panel discussions, and if you ladies have any... suggestions.
Well, I just quick want to say happy Veterans Day to Dave Aldag and all other veterans out there.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. Want to thank all of them for the service and the sacrifices that they've made for us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is something to serve, and it is something that I think that people don't realize how important it is. And there's a lot of ways to serve, and I to veterans everywhere, and I'm one of you guys. We need to keep our heads up, and I think it's an important thing. So with that, tomorrow night, I guess I'm not sure what the show is going to be about.
Tomorrow's Thursday. I don't even know what day it is. Friday is going to be the Friday the 13th show.
Yeah, you got me excited there for a minute, Tracy. That's my favorite day.
My God, that's right. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, but Friday the 13th, my favorite.
And then we're doing a Friday the 13th superstition. So everybody can give us a call, 347-308-8222. If you're listening to archives, you should be joining us tomorrow at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time or whatever it is in your time zone. Other than that, I think we need to say goodbye, everybody.
Yes, blessed be and good night. And you have to push the button.
I know. I have it right there. I just didn't want to cut everybody off.
Blessed be, everyone.
Blessed be.
Thank you for joining us live on Pagans Tonight. You can hear us Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. For all questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at pagans tonight@gmail.com or check us out on the web at www.pagans tonight.com. Blessed be.